and crown him Lord of all.
Elder Jamie Hancock. Love you, Brother Jamie.
Thank you. It's been such a wonderful time of refreshing. Amen. You know, there were two men on the road to Emmaus. I'm just so full up.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
They said, didn't our hearts burn within us? Those men on the road to Emmaus, with all their problems and trials and troubles, when the Lord revealed Himself to them, they said, oh, it's so much more than just a head knowledge of this man. When He talked to us, and He was revealed to us, our heart just burned within us. Well, I'm telling you right now, children of God, this good old Baptist preaching that the Lord has allowed these Baptists to preach, as we've come from the old Baptists, by John the Baptist in the days of the apostles, is the same gospel. You know, we read historical records in Old Mill Church and Happy Creek Church was organized about the same time, and it's the same gospel after 240 years. Our heart burned within us. I have one text on my mind, children of God, and please pray for me. I've enjoyed it so much. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for the wonderful food. And I love you. Above all people, I love this little spot. John chapter 9. We know very clearly this is talking about the blind man that's already been mentioned. But I want to see this first verse. It says this, John chapter 9, as Jesus passed by, He saw a man that was blind from his birth. Make no mistake, children of God, Jesus wasn't just passing by like we do. He was going to this blind man. Jesus has never just passed by. There's a man-made religion, this doctrines of devils, that says Jesus just passed by and will if you will. That's not the God of this Bible. But it says right here, Jesus passed by. Absolutely He passed by. He passed by those Pharisees that were so self-righteous, they would not have Him to reign over. I know He passed to another area. I'm not that simple. But I'm telling you, children of God, in John, in the Gospel of John, the Lord didn't just pass by in John chapter 2 when He turned the water into wine. He went there especially to bless that wedding ceremony. The Lord didn't just pass by in John chapter 3. He allowed Nicodemus to learn about the new birth that he didn't understand. The Lord didn't just pass by in John chapter 4 when the Samaritan woman there that shouldn't have had mercy. The Lord didn't just happen to come up on her. He must needs go to Samaria. Yes, we don't serve a God that just passes by. The Lord there in John chapter 6, children of God, didn't just pass by. He fed those thousands of people. He didn't just pass by. Listen, children of God. The Lord God of heaven is God and there's none like Him. He's not like us. In John chapter 8, the Lord didn't say, well, what's going on now? Who's this woman? The Lord was there for that adulterous woman, and He knew she was there. He didn't just happen on this adulterous woman. God knows all. He's omnipotent. He's not like us. He didn't just pass by. Lord, what are you going to do with her? She's caught in the very act of adultery. The Lord says, listen. The Savior's here. She'll not be put in death today. No. The Lord didn't just pass by. I'm sorry, children of God. Come, angel bands. If I stood up here and preached to you that the angels were going to come and get you when you take your last breath, these preachers would be shaking their heads saying, Gary, you need to get that meat. He's preaching false doctrine. The Lord's not going to send an angel after you. He's coming for you Himself, according to John 14. If I prepare a place for you and go away, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. He said, a little while you'll see me, a little while you won't see me, but you'll see me again. O thief on the cross, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. The Lord had just happened on this adulterous woman. He knew that adulterous woman was there and He went to her. We're all in this, all of these miracles of God is our state sometime or another in our life. Here we come to a bunch of self-righteous Pharisees. Oh yes, He's passed by them all right, didn't He? Oh, He passed by them all right. But while He was passing by, He said, you know what? You are your father the devil. He said, why do you not understand my speech? You are the synagogue. You go around begging that you are the son of Abraham's. You know the law to a jot to the tittle. You always wash your hands before you eat. You do everything right. So why can't you understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Didn't say would not. Oh, if you'll submit, you cannot hear my word because you are your father the devil. So he's going this direction. You think he said, well, who's that poor little soul sitting there blind? No, no. I know what it means. I know the Lord's journeying. John, from John the Baptist there, John just didn't come up out of the wilderness and say, I just think I'll start preaching. And you young cropper preachers, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm getting to be an old fella too. The Lord called you to preach. You know, John was looked on. Look at him. He's wiry looking. He eats locusts and wild honey. Look at him. John didn't change to preach. John preached Jesus. No, I'm not him. I don't care how much you want to make me him. I'm not him. I've got to decrease. He must increase. But you be John. You be John. You be Jason. You be yourself when you preach. And don't try to be something you're not. John the Baptist didn't have to change, but he had to preach Jesus. So as Jesus passed by. We've got a movement now, children of God, that we need to help the Lord. We don't believe that. Well, you need to quit acting like it then. Preach the word. That's what the Apostle Paul told Timothy. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Preach the truth that was once delivered to the saints. Amen. Preach the word. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. You can't study enough to preach. Take my word for it. I've tried it. I've A, B, C'd and D'd it and thought I had it all figured out. And when I get through, I'm thinking, what's wrong with y'all? Didn't you hear nothing that I said? I've got it all figured out. Now we ought to study, children of God. We ought to pray. We ought to prepare. But oh, it's a fearful thing. I just told Brother Ed, I am scared. Because all of last week preparing to meet you here is all vanished, it seemed like. And we've got to walk up here and talk about Jesus and we don't know where to start. I understand. I understand the importance of education. But listen, I know some folks, I'm not going to even mention their name. Their church service now involves a big screen television, a PowerPoint presentation, and a handout when you come in the door. That's not preaching. It will feed the intellectual mind, but it will never touch your heart. Amen. Can't do it.
Amen.
Can't do it. But all our children of God, We're on our knees. But see, if you just got that intellectual knowledge, you won't see this blind man as yourself. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying we should open up the Bible and say, well, Lord, what do you... I'm not saying that. But you preach the word, what the Lord has got on your mind. And when you get through preaching, sit down. So it's just simple as that. I've learned it. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. You think that old impotent man in maybe John 5 right there somewhere, you think he just come up on these miracles because he didn't have nothing else to do? No, listen, children of God. My first attempt in 1998 or 99, I can't remember, my first attempt to preach was on the old blind man. I thought, Lord, what in the world? I can't understand all of this. I'm just going to give up. Listen, I've got a good life. Everybody's happy. I don't understand this. Just leave me alone. I don't understand this. And there the old blind man keeps coming up. You're the blind man. You're the one that has no ability to come to God. You're the one, that children of God, that was sitting there, that was impotent, no way to come to God. No man can come unto me except the Father which sent me draw him. Jamie, you say that every time and it's still the truth. You have no ability to come to God. So maybe Jesus will just happen by and give you a chance. I've got some trouble brewing at home. I know it's going to be trouble. Not with our church, folks. But I know it's going to be trouble. Because I will not stand with men that say the Lord Jesus Christ does if you will give him a chance. I will not stand with the doctrines of devil. That's hard speech, ain't it? The doctrines of devil is the same thing, I repeat, that the devil used on Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. It says, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be turned bread. Doubt. Are you really who you say you are? If thou be the Son of God. That's doctrines of devil. If you will, God will. That's doctrines of devil. If the Lord has given you a chance, just hold on by your... That's doctrines of devil. Now, this blind man is just like we are. As Brother Stan and Brother Eddie's always preached, we had no ability to come to the God of heaven. But I'm telling you right now, the Lord didn't just pass by because he didn't know where he was going. He's never done that. We have a society today, these college educations are, and I love, my kids are educated, and I wish I could talk and articulate better. I love all of that stuff. I love to hear men do that. But I'm telling you, we have a world today that says, listen, the Lord done a lot of great things, but it still ain't complete without your input. And you'll believe that, and you'll raise your children into it. The Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Listen, if you join the church, if you baptize all men and know you're my disciples. No, Jesus said, if you love me, all men and know you're my disciples. We have a society today teaching our young minds. Listen, you're strong, you're young. Just go out and get it. And God has been a fable. He's just been made up. But I'm telling you, when you've been married 43 years and have a few trials and troubles, like you said, when the Lord takes you down, you see His face and you realize He'll make your heart burn at times you had no idea who He even was. It's a fearful thing, the Apostle Paul said, to fall into the hands of a living God. That means just like a free fall, where you have no ability to stop it. This blind man, that was in a terrible condition. But I'm telling you, children of God, the Lord won't just walk in by and said, you know what, I think I'll stop and help this man on the way. No, the Lord knew where he was. He was going through here. He was conversing with these self-righteous Pharisees, but he was on the way to that blind man. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, he goes on. You think he come? He said, look, Lazarus is dead. They said, well, you know, we'll get there. The Lord knew about Lazarus. The Lord knows all of His people. But as he passed by, he saw a man that was blind from his birth. You know, that's a wonderful thing to even think about, that the Lord would have His mind on us. Seek the Lord, you may be found. King James Bible says that the Lord came to seek and to save which was lost. Not lost eternally. The Lord didn't need to find them to finally get them home. But the Lord brings a peace and a joy to your heart. The world can consume us. And we're just lost in it. When Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Master, Brother Gary, here's a sincere question. You remember we talked about that? I done a little study last week about how many times the people in the Bible ask questions sincerely. It was sincerely wrong, Brother John. Brother John. They were sincerely wrong. "Master, carest thou not that we perish? You're asking the God of heaven this. Is there anything like him with the Lord?" Oh, but they were sincere. So here's a sincere question. Who did sin? This man, his parents, that he was born blind. Who done this? Oh, that was sincere. But they were sincerely wrong, according to the scriptures. Oh, and it's many more examples. I'm not looking. The butter beans is warm, and Brother Gary, the butter beans is warm. You remember that story. And I'm not going to let them get cold. But I'm telling you, Jesus knows us. He's everywhere present and nowhere absent. He's not sending an angel. Three Brother Johns. One, two, three. How many Johns is it in there? Any more? Lord, what a glorious weekend. I always thought we have some good meetings at home. We go down there. Man, this is the best we've ever had. It gets better and better. But I'm telling you, Jesus don't just pass by and wait for you to respond before he blesses you. And I'm sorry if people has taught us that the Lord will send an angel for you. I'm sorry that we sing songs like "There'll Be a Light at the River." That's a man-made song. And if we preach that, you would throw us out of here, wouldn't you? "There'll be a light at the river." I love those old melodies, and I love the tunes. But that's not scriptures. "Oh, come angel man." No. The Lord sends your help. He sends help, and he sends angels, and he does all types of things in that spiritual world. We're not aware. But I'll tell you this, the Lord has bought you and paid for you, and he will not send another for you when you take that last breath. Just like this blind. Because this next verse is going to, next two verses are going to explain it. Jesus answered, "Neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." He said, "Pharaoh, I've raised you up for one reason, that you show my glory one day." God is a God of purpose. And he does things that we never understand. But I'm telling you, there was a blessing there with this blind man that no man could even comprehend. And he didn't just pass by. And then Jesus says this, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world." I'll warn you, young people, not to switch from this King James Bible. And I'm going to tell you right here now why. In some of these perversions, they changed that "I must work." The Lord God of heaven done a work that man cannot do. The Lord God of heaven came here and died for his people. He said, "It is finished." He's sitting on the right hand of his Father. And there'll not a one be absent on that resurrection day. That was his work. The Father said, "The Lord sent me down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will that sent me," in John chapter 6, "that all that he has given me, I should lose nothing, but raise him up the last day." The Lord Jesus Christ done that work, not you, the preacher, priest, prone, whatever you want to call it. That was his work. But if you get one of those perversions, they make them all beautiful looking. You know, they make them look, oh, what's, I can understand it better. It says this, we must work. That's a little difference, ain't it? One of these perversions say, we must work the works of him that sent me. Oh, yeah, that's the idea. You, the preacher, the church, let's just populate heaven. It's a devil's lie. The Lord offered himself, and that precious blood was accepted of God the Father, and his eternal work is done. But oh, there's a lot of work for the preacher to do, and we need to get over ourselves and be about our Father's business. Peanut butter. He must have gone crazy. That dude from down, but he just said peanut butter. Now, Gary told me a story about, was it Gary or was it Brother Stanley? As many excuses that we've got. The old preacher told him one day they wanted church. He got up the next Sunday and says, peanut butter. They all looked at him, what in the world? He said, that makes just about as much sense as some excuses I get from the church for not being here. Peanut butter. You notice in the Gospel of Matthew, I think it says, Lord, please excuse me. You remember the parable there where the supper and then he's, please excuse me. I bought a piece of land. Now, this was at supper time at night. Please let me go check on my land. Excuse me. Then the next one, he goes on and says, listen, I bought some oxen. Please let me go. And then he asks again, excuse me. Excuse me. I've got to go check on these oxen. But something very interesting. When a man come into his own family, he didn't want an excuse. The next example, what is it, Matthew 14? The next example Jesus shows us in a parable. The man says, I married a wife. I cannot come. Yeah. Oh, it's all right to miss the whole weekend. We had a family reunion. I'm not giving you no excuse. I'm just not coming. It's not the first time that's happened. I'm talking to us preachers now. We need to get over ourselves and start serving the Father, our Father in heaven. And the only way we can do that is do the work that He's given us to do. But I'll guarantee you, it's not to save people for heaven. Oh, we know better than that. Excuse me, I've got to prove these oxen. I can't come to the supper. Excuse me. I've got to go check on the land that I bought. Excuse me. Now, read it for yourself, but it's very interesting. Then the last one said, you know what? I've married a wife. I cannot. He didn't ask for no excuse. Read it for yourself. You know what? As I rattle on here, I'm trying to act like I ain't finished, but I am. I'm finished. I've enjoyed so much this meeting. It's been heartfelt preaching. To hear these men preach, to hear them lay their earthly garments aside and preach Jesus, and to hear these young gifts, it has been a wonderful weekend. And I'll go back down the road to Danville, the most southern point of Virginia, and I'll think about you all. I love you. I pray the Lord's blessing upon you. And I pray that He would keep us safe in the days ahead. I pray that He'll bless the church and raise up men that would contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. I pray that we'll remember what Paul told the church at Galatia. If a man preach any other doctrine to you other than what I've preached unto you, let him be accursed. There's no other doctrine. Like Brother Stan said, the church don't need fixing. We need fixing. Amen. Don't need to add things to the church. But we need to go and serve the Lord's people. And the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
Good morning. Good morning. 154.
Beautiful morning.
Amazing grace. Bless you, Brother Jamie. I love you.
Bless you.
God bless you.